We begin at Who Hut.
At Who Hut, all right.
Where you are the sexiest woman I have ever seen. Was in there Friday with my family. You were not our waitress, but I couldn't keep my eyes off of you. You have black hair, a little heavier, but not by any means fat. You had your hair pulled up. Probably won't see this, but it's worth a shot.
Uh-huh.
A little heavier, but not by any means fat.
Whoa! Look. All right, go ahead.
Walmart. To the beauty I seen while shopping at the Walmart tonight. I wish I would have introduced myself. First when I seen you by the paper towels, and most when I seen you parked by my truck as we loaded up our groceries. If you notice me as well, send a reply. My name is Kyle. If you believe I'm thinking of you, put the color of your car in the subject line. Winky?
Showcase of homes. To the blonde with short red shirts, blonde hair, sexy top in Ledgeview off Copper Road, Saturday. Thanks for the beautiful show going up the stairs. Nice butt cheeks and tan legs.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Not so much looking to make a connection, just a shout out.
Just
nice butt cheeks.
Observation, as it were. Yeah.
Godess.
What?
It's titled Godess.
Oh, good. Oh, as in goddess? Okay.
We never spoke. Not even sure we made eye contact. But you are so friggin' hot. There weren't many ladies at Mabel's tonight. But even had there been 100 women there, I could not have taken my eyes off you. What color drink did you have?
Oh, is that Mabel Murphy's?
I believe so, yes, in Oshkosh.
Mm-hmm. I'm an 18-year-old male looking for a GF ages 18 to 35. I'd see if you smoke or drink. I've tried this many times and got nothing. So I hope I find the lucky one. And one more thing. Your pick gets mine.
Ah.
It's a lot of standards. Very, very high standards.
18, 35, drink, smoke, whatever. I got nothing. Mm-hmm. I got nothing.
I was working and I noticed you. Seemed like you noticed me too. Tell me why you were at the store to begin with. That is it.
That's it?
No store, no location.
All right. Pretty vague.
I'm sure you'll make that connection.
Yes.
Cutie and little shooty. I'm looking for the cutie at the gas station off of 41 and in shoot. Your name is November. I stop in, got a pack of smokes. We talk a bit and I had to go. If you get this, you're interested, email me with what we talk about. I was driving a semi. No punctuation.
Not nothing. Yeah.
The truth is, you are bald. And I like guys with long dark hair. But you have no hair. I'm mad, not because you're bald, but because I love you deeply and you have no hair. I'll be waiting for you, PK, until you realize God wants us together. Even if you are bald the rest of your life, I will still love you. I'll be right here waiting for you when you come to me, PK.
It's Miss Connection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by OpDivision.
This is going to be a great day. Why? Because you are going to met. Hee hee. Yeah, a little silly, but life is way too short to be so serious. Let's get together, share some laughter and fun and the sheets. Smiley?
Did we do spicy hunk?
No. I left that one for you.
Spicy hunk at Chipotle. Saw you tall, dark, and handsome at Chipotle. You brushed my hand, reaching for napkins, and I wished for more. I was instantly jealous of that burrito because I wished it was me that you were rapping to take home. I noticed your license plate was badunk. Are you into basketball? I'd love to be on your team. If you feel the same connection I did over burritos, please contact me back. I need to eat out more often.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
We talked for a few months on end. Numerous conversations via text, email, phone. Talking about our lives, our situations, and how we can only dream. We met in the parking lot of a store. You never made a move.
things I felt comfortable sharing with you. We had a connection. And then? Question mark. It suddenly stopped. No reasoning, no explanation. At times, I have to call you at work. And honestly, I don't want to. Sometimes, because I don't even know what to say to you. It's awkward silence, and I'm sure because I am speechless. Tell me, what happened? Put your workplace in the subject line and tell me what I used to bring you when I stopped in.
All right.
Colleen, the chick whose parents own horses. I know this is a long shot. I met you on eHarmony a couple years ago. We went out once and chatted a few times, but drifted apart. I worked some crappy hours back then. I've been thinking about you a lot, and if you happen to still be available, I am. You have a daughter who's 8 or 9, and also have a dog and a horse. I would love to hear back from you. My name starts with an R. I have brown hair. What kind of truck and color was it?
All right, I think we have time for one more, Mr. Nick.
Can I have a bite of your corn? I said yes. What I meant was yes. And if you want dinner and a movie to go along with it, all you have to do is ask. Sadly, I managed only to say yes.
I said good day.
Yes.
All right, there you go. That's another episode of Misconnection Wednesday on WIXX, brought to you by OpDivision. LASIK 1359, regardless of your prescription. Call them. 1-800-20-HAPPY today. OpDivision. Oh my God, Nick. You need to say Clarice from Silence of the Lambs.
Hello, Clarice. Some fava beans.
It's my birthday. Sing to me as passenger. That's from Philip.
Happy birthday, Philip. Happy birthday to my friend Philip. Happy birthday on his special day.